Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel intermedio para población escolar, julio de 2017. Prueba de comprensión auditiva. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas. Task 1. Listen to 6 people talking about public transport and match the sentences A to I to the correct speaker, 1 to 5. There are 3 sentences you will not need. Number 0 is an example. Copy your answers in the answer sheet. You have 1 minute to read the sentences.
Speaker 0.
I don't use public transportation too often. When I still lived in my hometown, it was just too small to have public transportation. And nowadays, I like to ride my car. I think public transportation is a great idea, but I really like the convenience of having my own vehicle.
Speaker number 1.
All the time, especially here at the moment at university, I always use the bus or the train or walk everywhere. I can't drive, so it's my only option, really.
Speaker number 2.
At school, I use public transportation a lot to get from my home to my university. There's a regular bus service that runs between my house and my school, which is about 5 kilometers or so. But when I'm at home with my family in New Mexico, I don't use public transportation at all. I think that American public transportation is few and far between. It's not very well funded. It's not very good unless you live in the city. Everybody has cars, so you don't really have a need for public transportation because everybody's able to drive themselves wherever they need to go.
Speaker number 3.
Public transport is something that I don't often use at all. Because I own a car, I normally just jump into the car and just drive wherever I need to go. The only time really that I will use public transport is when I'm travelling around London, because using the underground is a lot more easier than trying to drive through the busy roads.
Speaker number 4.
Not so much these days. I have a car now, and where I'm living, the bus system isn't very good, and there's no train station right by me, so I tend to drive.
Speaker number 5.
I don't use public transportation very often. It's not as common in America as it is in other countries, and I also own a car. So if I need to get anywhere, I just drive my own car, which is very convenient because I can go wherever I want at whatever time I want without being dependent on a bus schedule or something like that.
Listen again.
Speaker zero.
I don't use public transportation too often. When I still lived in my hometown, it was just too small to have public transportation. And nowadays, I like to ride my car. I think public transportation is a great idea, but I really like the convenience of having my own vehicle.
Speaker number one.
All the time, especially here at the moment at university, I always use the bus or the train or walk everywhere. I can't drive, so it's my only option, really.
Speaker number two.
At school, I use public transportation a lot to get from my home to my university. There's a regular bus service that runs between my house and my school, which is about 5 kilometers or so. But when I'm at home with my family in New Mexico, I don't use public transportation at all. I think that American public transportation is few and far between. It's not very well funded. It's not very good unless you live in the city. Everybody has cars, so you don't really have a need for public transportation because everybody's able to drive themselves wherever they need to go.
Speaker number three.
Public transport is something that I don't often use at all. Because I own a car, I normally just jump into the car and just drive wherever I need to go. The only time really that I will use public transport is when I'm travelling around London, because using the underground is a lot more easier than trying to drive through the busy roads.
Speaker number four.
Not so much these days. I have a car now, and where I'm living, the bus system isn't very good, and there's no train station right by me, so I tend to drive.
Speaker number five.
I don't use public transportation very often. It's not as common in America as it is in other countries, and I also own a car. So if I need to get anywhere, I just drive my own car, which is very convenient because I can go wherever I want at whatever time I want without being dependent on a bus schedule or something like that.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to this conversation between Amy and Gilda, two teachers who are living in Japan, and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, for each question. Only one answer is correct in each question. Number zero is an example. Copy your answers in the answer sheet. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions.
So, Gilder, we're both teachers,
yes,
and we both live and work abroad, right,
yes,
from our home countries. I'm from Scotland and you're from Venezuela. So I'm sure we both have to deal with homesickness because we're so far from our home. How do you deal with homesickness?
Oh, it's very difficult because, as you said, I'm so far from my country.
Yeah.
And like special seasons like Christmas or during the Holy Week is something that we celebrate
okay.
a lot.
Uh-huh.
I feel really homesick, especially because of the food we have. Yeah, particular food. And also meeting with your friends, hanging out with them, going to the beach. So all those things that I don't have here it really makes me feel homesick. But one thing I do is I always try to go for things in the country where I'm living. Mm-hmm. So what do the locals do? Is there any interesting? And it's a sort of like an adventure because you're doing something new, so you're kind of replacing something that you're used to do by something new. So in a way, it's nice dealing with homesickness.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say. You said replacing. I was going to say just distract yourself with other activities. Obviously, we've met new people living here and, you know, I've made some new and wonderful friends and it's not the same as your life back home, but it's a good distraction, I think. You mentioned activities. So, yeah, just exploring the new culture that we're in and, you know, if feeling homesickness. In regards to food, you know, there's a lot of delicious food here, here in Japan, delicious food. So we can distract our needs, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the good things of being in Japan is the fact that you get to know people from all over the world and try so many different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a distraction. It's a good distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One strategy I have as well for homesickness is whenever someone comes to visit, which is very rare, but it does happen, I send them a list of things that they can fill their suitcase with to bring over for me. foods from home, and just tea bags from the local supermarket, and you know, some cosmetics or toiletries that I cannot buy here, particular brands that I like. And it's little things like that that help me, I think, deal with not having them. Basically, having them that helps me deal with not having them.
I also do that sometimes. Like, my family tried to visit me once a year, so their suitcase packed of stuff from Venezuela, which is very important for me. And also I try to find those supermarkets from South America, like Brazilian supermarkets.
Right, yeah.
Or sometimes the Filipino supermarkets, they have stuff that we have in Venezuela.
Yes.
So yeah, it's very nice.
I actually used to live up in a different part of Japan where there was quite a large Brazilian population and there were many, like a Brazilian convenience store.
Yes.
Wonderful bread. The meat was good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of really good products. So I guess a shop like that would help you in particular.
Yes, I guess Brazilians, they don't have the same issue that we have with homesickness because they can get a lot of stuff from Brazil here
That's
in Japan.
True. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, there are international stores around. I'm lucky enough to, even in a small city like this, I have an international store that's reasonably close. So there are a few products that I feel happy about, I guess. Maybe I wouldn't even buy them at home, but when I see them in the shop here, I feel like, oh, I can't get other things, so I'm going to buy these biscuits.
Likewise, something you can read.
Yeah, that's true. Just peel the language sticker off the top and read the English below. Yeah, there are different ways to cope with it, I think.
Yes.
Listen again.
So, Gilder, we're both teachers, yes. And we both live and work abroad, right, yes. From our home countries. I'm from Scotland, and you're from Venezuela. So, I'm sure we both have to deal with homesickness because we're so far from our home. How do you deal with homesickness?
Oh, it's very difficult mm-hmm. because, as you said, I'm so far from my country.
Yeah.
And like special seasons like Christmas or during the Holy Week is something that we celebrate
okay.
a lot.
Uh-huh.
I feel really homesick, especially because of the food we yeah. have. Yeah. Particular food and also meeting with your friends, hanging out with them, going mm-hmm. to the beach. So all those things that I don't have here mm-hmm. is yeah, it really makes me feel homesick. But one thing I do is I always try to go for things in the country where I'm living. Mm-hmm. So what do the locals do? Is there any interesting? And it's a sort of like an adventure because you're mm-hmm. doing something new, so you're kind of replacing something that you're used to do
yeah.
by something new. So in a way, it's nice dealing with homesickness.
Yeah. yeah.
What about you?
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say. You said replacing. I was going to say just distract yourself mm-hmm. with other activities. Obviously, we've met new people living here and, you know, I've made some new and wonderful friends and it's not the same as your life back home, but it's a good distraction, I think. You mentioned activities. So, yeah, just exploring the new culture that we're in and, you know, if feeling homesickness. In regards to food, you know, there's a lot of delicious food here, here in Japan, delicious food. So we can distract our needs, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the good things of being in Japan is the fact that you get to know people from all over the world
yeah.
and try so many different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a distraction. It's mm-hmm. a good distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess one strategy I have as well for homesickness is whenever someone comes to visit, which is very rare, but it does happen, I send them a list of things that they can fill their suitcase with to bring over for me. foods from home,
yes.
and just tea bags from the local supermarket, and you know, some cosmetics or toiletries that I cannot buy here, particular brands that I like. And it's little things like that that help me, I think, deal with not having them. Basically, having them that helps me deal with not having them.
I also do that mm-hmm. sometimes. Like, my family try to visit me once a year,
mm-hmm.
so their suitcase packed of stuff from Venezuela, mm-hmm. Which is very important for me.
Uh-huh.
And also I try to find those supermarkets from South America, like Brazilian supermarkets.
Right, yeah.
Or sometimes the Filipino supermarkets, they have stuff that we have
yes.
in Venezuela.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very nice.
I actually used to live up in a different part of Japan where there was quite a large Brazilian population mm-hmm. and there were many, like a Brazilian convenience store.
Yes.
Wonderful bread. The meat was good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of really good products. So I guess a shop like that would help you in particular.
Yes, I guess Brazilians, they don't have the same issue that we have with homesickness because they can get a lot of stuff from Brazil here
That's
in Japan.
True. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, there are international stores around. I'm lucky enough to, even in a small city like this, I have an international store that's reasonably close. So there are a few products that I feel happy about, I guess. Maybe I wouldn't even buy them at home, but when I see them in the shop here, I feel like, oh, I can't get
yeah.
other things, so I'm going to buy these biscuits.
Likewise, something you can read.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Just peel the language sticker off the top and read the
yes.
English below. Yeah, there are different ways to cope with it, I think.
Yes.
This is the end of task 2. Now, you have 1 minute to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening comprehension test.